let's shift to the subject of what it's like as a woman and the natural expectation I would have that you're dealing with a lot of sexism on the track, off the track as well. How hard has that been for you? Certainly you're an anomaly as a woman, an attractive woman in a dangerous sport. What was that transition like, and is it easier now after 4 years?
It's definitely easier now. It was really hard in the beginning, and I did have a lot of people, you know, just kind of, you're kidding me, right? Like, you do not do that, or you're not trying to do that, you know, basically telling me, you know, you're trying to do something that's impossible and it will never happen. And, you know, it was difficult. I had definitely, you know, there's definitely people out there still now that just don't think that women should be in racing, and that's fine. You know, I've sort of come to the point where I know I'm not going to win everybody over, but I do have lots of people cheering for me, and I do get lots of letters from, you know, from men, from women, from little girls, from little boys, you know, saying that they're, you know, they support what I'm doing and that they're cheering for me and they're pulling for me. And so I try and just, I let the naysayers and the people that I know I'm never going to win over and will always believe that women shouldn't be in race cars no matter what we accomplish. I just try and put that out of my mind and not pay attention to them. But the more that I race and the more that I accomplish, you know, like this year I finished fourth at Texas Motor Speedway. I ran as high as third, and you know, I set a new record for the highest finish for a female driver in the history of Texas Motor Speedway. And when you do things like that, where you can point at this and say,
it's objective.
You know, well, how did I do that? You know, if you don't think that I can drive, you know, then how did I beat all those people? How did I finish fourth? If I can't drive a race car, then I shouldn't be able to do that, right? So the more things that I accomplish over time, and the more times that I get to go out on the racetrack and I get to show that I have skill, the less, you know, the less negative comments I guess I receive from people.